Welcome to the Taking It Outside podcast from Spring Hill Outfitters, the show that connects you with the outdoors, with experts on guns, archery, cooking, outdoor gear, and more. Here's your host, Trent Lassiter.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode, Christmas edition of Taking It Outside. I am Trent Lassiter, and we've got a very special Christmas edition with some new special guests in the studio today. As always, you can find this podcast on all major podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Google, Facebook now has podcasts. So check us out. We're all over the place. YouTube, Instagram, springhilloutfitters.com, which we'll talk more about here at the end. Check us out on springhilloutfitters.com and YouTube, we're everywhere. Check us out. As always, thanks to Joe Gilley Productions. So I've been plugging his Christmas lights. Today's Christmas. Tonight's the last night. So if you've not seen lights on Cinnamon Teal, you better hurry and get to the lights today. Tonight. They don't look too good during the day. They look better at night. Not during the day. It's not crowded during the day, but they look better at nighttime. So check out lights on Cinnamon Teal. As always, thanks to Joe Gilley Productions. I have to say, I forgot it, but Joe got an early Christmas gift from Mr. Joe earlier this week. And it's a nice, fancy SD card carrying case. So it's kind of been a joke since we started these. I wrap up the SD cards from the GoPros in a little sticky note, and we transfer them back and forth, and he makes fun. So now he gave me two nice carrying cases. So thank you, Joe, for the Christmas gift. Yeah, that's all that kind of fun stuff. Three special guests. I'm not a guest. Starting left to right, you've seen Miss Ashley before. Miss Ashley Mason. She is the head SpringHillOutfitters.com CEO VIP. She runs the website, and happy to have Miss Ashley back again today. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Up next is a new face. He's an honorary Spring Hill Outfitters pro staffer, member of another famous podcast you probably have never heard of called The Boardroom because it's never been published. But we recorded one episode. We'll publish it maybe one day. This is Mr. Terrence. He is a honorary member of the Spring Hill Outfitters pro staff, close friend of the stores, loyal customer, and he just happened to be at the house when we started doing this recording, so he hopped in the truck, and here he is. What's going on, Terrence?
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
It's good. Glad to have him here for this Christmas edition. We'll talk more. Terrence resides Riley. He's from Johnson County, mm-hmm. Princeton, the Princeton area, and works at SAS mm-hmm. in Cary, and member of the Deacon Board, ambassador to the farm, which we'll talk more about New Year's Eve before we get off of this. But Terrence is... been a friend for a while and podcast debut for Taking It Outside. So last but not least is another new face. This is your first time, right?
Yeah.
Why are you smiling so big for?
<don't know>. Just glad
you made me nervous. I let you grin. This is Sacagawea. This is Miss Tucker. Miss Tucker is a member of the Spring Hill Outfitters Pro Staff, has been now for a little under a year. Started back in this 2021. And I asked for volunteers to help out with the Christmas edition of the podcast, and she obliged. So what's going on, Miss Tucker?
Hey, y'all.
Are you excited?
I guess.
You must be. Well, you're smiling so big. Y'all can't see your hair. Take your headphones off just for a second so you can see the camera. You got to see this. My collar's set. You can't see it. It's hidden.
Where's your feather?
She's got a hair feather.
There it is.
It's like Garfield. If you work at Spring Hill Outfitters and have a hair feather, you have to expect to get picked on a little bit.
Haters gonna hate.
We just learned it. I called her Sacagawea. She said she was actually Sacagawea for Halloween or some school play, or she went to Powhatan or Polenta or Wax Museum. And she went to what school did you go to?
Powhatan.
And she was Sacagawea for the Wax Museum at Powhatan. Which I was homeschooled, so I don't know what that means. I know what a wax museum is. I've never heard of that before. Sacagawea, happy to have her here. It's Christmas. We're happy. We've been counting down to Christmas. Oh, I forgot to. What's his name?
Bowinkle.
Bowinkle. We do have Bowinkle. another special guest. He's not got a microphone, so you won't hear him say much, but happy to have Bo Winkle with us today. It's a Christmas edition. We're excited. Christmas Day. Of course, we're recording this a little bit earlier in the week, but present day now is Christmas, and we're excited, and we're here to talk Christmas. I have a script, but it doesn't have much on it. We're an outline, not a script, but we're here to talk Christmas. We're excited. We love Christmas here at Spring Hill Outfitters. It's hunting season. It's Christmas season. We have the Christmas tree. You saw it last week. And we're decorated here for this Christmas edition of Taking It Outside. And I know y'all are hopefully gathered around watching a Christmas story all day. Have y'all watched Christmas
story? All day long.
Mm-hmm. Is it TBS? All day long. You probably know what a Christmas story is.
Yes, I do.
Who's in it?
I don't know who's in it, but I know you shoot your eye out.
She doesn't want to lie in the whole movie.
No, someone in my neighborhood has the leg lamp in their house.
Is that from that movie, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a tip. Good job. So, Christmas Story, all day on. I never watched it much growing up, but Christmas Story is all day on TBS. I have been watching the 25 Days of Christmas. I don't know if y'all have or not. On used to be, I still call it ABC Family. Mm-hmm. Freeform. Now, Spectrum Channel 28. And Home Alone, usually most nights is going to be Home Alone 1, 2, and 3, or Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. But I've been watching Christmas movies this Christmas. I hope y'all are all having a great Christmas so far with the family. And we're going to talk. So Terrence is the oldest out of all of our special guests today. So we'll start with the oldest. And Christmas, I know, is growing up. What's some of your favorite Christmas memories you had, if you can think of, as a child or recent years? Some of your favorite Christmas memories.
I guess for me, when I think of Christmas, I think of my mom cooking and how the house smelled, and a bunch of gifts under the tree. Family coming in and out of town. We had family in different states, and dad was in the military, so moved around a lot. So when everybody was able to come back and spend time with us, and that's what really hits home for me with Christmas. And kind of keeps me grounded on what Christmas is really about versus, you know, how many gifts you get and things like that. So
yeah, I was telling somebody while we're on that subject, Miss Karen Wilkinson was in the store earlier today. And, of course, she lost her husband, Mr. Cad, not long ago. And we were talking about Christmas and Christmas gifts. So she was trying to buy gifts for somebody and had a hard time because they don't need anything and don't want anything. And we had that same conversation sometimes, I know, especially at a younger age, I guess, like Sacagawea, when you're younger, you get caught up on gifts. And the older I get, the more I realize it's, you know, I don't need anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My family doesn't like that because they want something to get me for Christmas. I really have nothing that I need for Christmas. So I guess the older you get, the more you realize it's good about having the family time and doing that more than it is getting gifts.
Yeah.
I know at an early age, of course, you're ready to wake up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. wanting to get gifts. Miss Tucker may still do that. I don't think.
No, Tucker does not.
She hasn't seen 5 a.m. probably her whole life.
Yeah, huh? We go hunting.
Other than that, she doesn't know what 5 a.m. She thought 5 o'clock came once a day, not twice a day. All right, Miss Ashley, you're next. Some of your favorite Christmas memories growing up.
One thing I remember is we used to go to the Meadow Christmas Lights every year.
Did you ride the train?
Every single year, yes. We rode the train. We always went on Christmas Eve.
But it was crowded.
It was crowded. It was fun. I didn't realize until a little bit later in life they actually sold candy. Because on Christmas Eve, they're always sold out. Oh, they always have true. Those little rock candy sticks, and that was it.
I heard they were sold out already this year, I think, I guess because of COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
They had a hard time with them. Yeah.
So it wasn't until a little bit later in life we went earlier, and I was like, oh, my God, there's candy here.
This is what's inside this building.
It's pretty funny. So that was pretty cool. I remember when I was, like, really little at one time, we went, and it was kind of late, and there was a shooting star, and they told me it was Santa, and he was on the way to my house, and I freaked out because I wasn't there.
You were pumped up.
Panicked. Thought I was going to miss him.
So. It's funny you do that. And I obviously grew everybody in this area. The Meta Lights, if you're not from this area, is a really cool, the closest big Christmas light show to us. But I grew up, of course, going to see the Meta Lights, but I never think about doing that kind of stuff on Christmas Eve. And I know people that like have a tradition of going to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. On Christmas afternoon, I'm like, why'd you get to the movies on Christmas? But I have tradition. That's what their family does on Christmas. They go see a movie. So, yeah, I bet the Meadow Lights are packed on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. All right. Sacagawea. Let's hear some of your favorite What do you remember most about some past Christmases?
We used to make, what is it, reindeer food, and mm-hmm. we'd sprinkle it out on the front porch. And we'd all, every year we go to my Nana's house for Christmas Eve, and every kid gets one gift or whatever, but now that I'm an adult, I have to play.
Who said that?
I have to play white elephant with everyone, and everyone always wants a, like, lottery ticket, and literally that's what everyone buys. So at the end of the night, pretty much everyone gets a lottery ticket, and no one wins.
So. That's unfortunate.
It's a great Christmas gift.
Still keep playing, though.
I remember when I was, we used to play White Elephant or Dirty Santa. Growing up, we had a Christmas Eve party every year, the 23rd, and we started doing $20 White Elephant or ugly, not ugly sweater, Dirty Santa Christmas gifts. And I know this was how long ago this was because everybody bought DVDs, which were a thing of the past now.
Right.
I mean, I have a DVD player in my house, I don't think, but it was one year. Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know, probably the first one. I don't know which one. There's like 10 of them, I think, out. But anyway, everybody bought the same DVD. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, next year we got to do no DVDs. So we made that rule. No DVDs and no gift cards. That was the rule for Dirty Santa. But you have a brother, right?
Yeah.
So what, y'all, he's old, he's younger than you.
Yeah, he's 18.
How old are you? I thought you were 18.
I'm 21.
I'm just kidding. All right. She just turned 21. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
A few weeks ago, Dude, newly 21, and actually this week as well, another Spring Hill Pro staffer, Mr. Jacob Stone, will do a birthday shout-out to him. He turned 21 earlier this week, so all these adults, everybody's growing up around here.
It's sad.
It is.
It happens. your brother, growing up, what time did, when you were a kid, since you're an adult now, all of us, I guess, what time did y'all wake up? You didn't wake up early in the morning? Like
He woke up early. I didn't. He always had to come get me. It was like 7, 6 o'clock in the morning.
I was always, I don't know, wake up earlier, 5 a.m. or 10 a.m. or y'all didn't care about?
I was late.
Early?
I woke up early sometimes. Santa hadn't even been. And mom and dad would be like, you got to go back to bed.
That's because he's late. He's running behind. Santa ain't come in yet. You got to get back into bed. Yeah, I always, my sister Sarah and myself always, we got up early. And I was like a 4 a.m., 5 a.m. kind of guy. I remember one year I got a basketball goal. And the backboard, you know, and the net, the hoop was in. Santa had brought that, and I had to show mom and daddy, so I drug it across the whole house. Of course, the living room's here, and the mom and daddy's bedroom is on this. So I drug it down the hall. I was like, you got to wake up. It's 5 a.m. I got a freaking basketball goal. This is awesome. They were like, Trent, go back to bed. But does Santa Claus wrap y'all's presents?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. No. That's a big debate. So Santa Claus brought gifts,
mm-hmm.
unwrapped.
Mm-hmm. Unwrapped.
And your parents would wrap their presents or not?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Parents gave you a wrap. That's how money was too. So I had to, every year it seems that that debate comes up. Santa Claus wraps some gifts for some kids and other kids that don't. Santa doesn't wrap them. Hmm. He didn't wrap mine.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that had their gifts wrapped.
I had a couple of weeks ago. I had this conversation this past week with somebody. We had a big debate about the Santa wrap gifts or not, and they Santa wrapped their gifts, but he didn't wrap mine.
One thing about presents that never fails, mom, like, will be opening presents, and mom, like, rips it out of her hands and, like, switches them real quick because she realized that she wrapped them wrong.
That's my grandma for sure.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Yeah, no, I never had a – I had a section. Like, it was just me and my sister, so we had, like, Sarah had the love seat and I had the couch or vice versa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had a stocking. Mm-hmm. Full of gift cards and Tic Tacs and toothpaste. And
that's a good question that brings up.
What's that?
What was in you guys' stocking growing up?
Candy.
I heard mixed reviews.
Stickers. Yeah.
Deodorant, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know about
stuff
deodorant.
That we, like,
deodorant.
Needed.
As a kid? You were getting deodorant?
Not as a kid.
I was 6 years old.
When we got older, like, I don't know.
I mean, now.
Bath bombs.
Now they'll probably, like, lottery tickets, I think. Is in the stockings now. And the candy still, but, nothing too crazy.
Fruit and nuts and candy. Because it was always odd that the candy was unwrapped and it stuck to the inside of the stocking.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
There's a Snicker bar in here with no wrapper. Why is there just a loose Snicker bar in my stomach?
It was like peppermint candy.
Santa didn't
just
want
be
you
dropped in there.
Santa didn't want you to have any cavities.
By a fireplace. Why you have candy in the stocking by the fireplace.
Why is there unwrapped candy in my stocking? That's funny. Yeah, I always got on my mom. I love her 100%. I always told her, I said, look, you know, I want gift cards. I go to Buffalo Wild Wings, Dunkin' Donuts, you know, gift cards for my stocking. So she would always fill our stockings up in her latter years with gift cards to the most random places that we never went. I was like, Mom, I love you. I told you. Chili. I don't go to Chili's. I still have Chili's gift cards that she gave me 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Wendy's. I mean, I love Wendy's is okay. I go to Wendy's some.
Nothing against Chili's or Wendy's.
Yeah, we love Chili's and Wendy's.
Tucker likes Wendy's.
I just don't frequent these places a lot. You know,
if you want to re-gift that gift.
Texas Steakhouse and Wendy's. Just an odd place I never eat. They're great places. Nothing bad about them. I just don't go there a lot. And I said, Mama, why'd you do it? I had to give you all Buffalo Wild Wings and Dunkin'. I was like, well, that's all I go to. I eat Buffalo Wild Wings and Dunkin'. Why would you get these random places? But no, the fruit thing. I swear. I still have this debate with my dad, but I remember in my younger years, my family, I won't say we were living under a bridge, poor by no means, but time, you know, daddy just had started a company and I was young. He started the year that I was born. I swear, I remember there were some Christmases that like we got like fruit, like we just got like a couple of bags of fruit for Christmas. And I swear I'm wrong in thinking that. But a few years we just got fruit, like a bag of apples or something, some oranges, like Merry Christmas. I thought, what do you mean with Merry Christmas?
What?
I swear that's all we got was fruit. And what's Daddy, if you're listening, I swear you probably think I'm lying. But I remember just getting fruit, which is cool. I eat fruit. I like fruit. But anyway, that's just them.
I'll be asking Mr. Don about that.
Ask him. He'll tell you I'm wrong.
What's the coolest presents y'all ever got?
I asked Emily and John this the other day, and they couldn't even answer that. They're kids. I don't.
I remember as a kid.
I mean, I know mine. What?
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you started off.
You know the little 12-volt little battery kids?
A 12-volt battery.
What do you call them?
Motor battery?
The little vehicles.
Like a Barbie Jeep. A Barbie Jeep thing, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I had a red truck. That was the coolest thing.
A red truck.
That was the coolest thing. I used to put all the rocks in the back.
What'd you do with the rocks?
Where were you hauling them?
You looking for the rock quarry? You doing like the driveway work, Kyle? Actually, for all your driveway
just repairs. Just the other part of the yard, and I'd dump them out.
Grab your red truck over to haul your rocks.
Yeah.
Go get them from the rock quarry.
And I remember I grew out of it, and my parents gave it to my cousin, and it was just very dramatic.
I had a Barbie Jeep.
That's what you drove to work this morning. No, you rode a horse. I forget. Sacagawea rode a horse. What's the favorite gift you've ever got? I know you know.
As a kid, I had the glow-in-the-dark ping pong table. I thought that was cool.
The whole table glow-in-the-dark?
Just like the outlines and then the paddle and the ball glow-in-the-dark.
So you wait till it gets dark outside, cut the lights off, start playing ping pong?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I had never heard of that one. How about you, T?
Yeah, I got a 5-piece drum set. I don't know how old I was. I was really young.
This was last year, actually.
I actually still have that drum set at my mom and dad's in the garage.
5-piece drum set.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. I had a buddy of mine growing up. He had a drum set. I was so jealous. I loved playing. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I'm not musically inclined by no means. No part of my rest of my well, not the rest of my family. My dad and myself are the exceptions. But my sister and my mom both were very musically inclined, and I wasn't. I missed that gene. But I always loved his drum set. I don't know what my favorite. I don't know. I mean, I got a lot of cool stuff, obviously. I will say that not my favorite gift, but the one biggest, and I still hold a grudge against my dad for this. But I always wanted a go kart. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, all my friends had go karts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wanted a go kart. I didn't think that was too much to ask. I mean, I got other stuff. You know, I got bags of apples and oranges and stuff. I wanted a go kart, and I never got one. I still haven't. I never had a go kart. My friends all had them. I rode theirs.
We might have to change that.
Yeah.
Anybody out there that wants to send Trent a go kart for Christmas? That was the one biggest. I don't know what my favorite gift would be. I don't know what it would be. I know when I was Spring Hill Outfitters with Mr. Eddie and Brandon at the old store, one of the biggest surprises was I got the first camouflage Browning Synergy shotgun in Mossy Oak breakup, the original breakup years ago. it was a surprise. They gave me one. I've been talking about it every day at the store. We got it as a SHOT Show special, and that was a gift they gave me as a thank you and a Christmas gift. And I thought that was the coolest thing. So that was pretty cool from Mr. Eddie and Brandon years ago. But yeah, I don't know. It's now my dad. You know, he does envelopes. He just gives us a check. Says Merry Christmas.
Great gift.
It sounds like
good to me.
I don't like Christmas shopping. I don't know. Mm-mm. It's probably a guy thing. I really don't enjoy Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy shopping.
It's not Christmas shopping. I just don't enjoy shopping. You don't like wrapping?
No. Remember this morning I just said, here you go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Put a sticky note on it.
So I know this is Christmas. Present day is Christmas. But I guess y'all finished y'all's Christmas shopping already, right? Mm-hmm. You're done. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
I'm doing it tomorrow.
Christmas Eve. So every year, Spring Hill Outfitters is open on Christmas Eve.
We'll be taking it outside tomorrow.
And you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed the number of people. That's one of our biggest days of the year. It's Christmas Eve. It's, I guess people know we're open. And the good thing, what I love most about Christmas Eve is people aren't picky. So, you know, you want a Yeti cup and you don't have the color you want. Well, you get another. You don't have, what do you want to do? Order it. It's Christmas Eve. You don't have much choice. But yeah, so we're open Christmas Eve. A lot of people finish up their shopping on Christmas Eve. I told somebody earlier, that's what I've gotten a habit the last several years with the store. When we close on Christmas Eve, I walk around and pick up stuff and take it home and wrap it, and that's my Christmas shopping. But yeah, so I don't mind. I'm not a bad wrapper. I don't mind wrapping. I don't do it a whole lot personally, but I don't know. Bags are always a good thing. Mm-hmm. Just throw it in a bag.
Yeah, throw it in a bag. Yeah. If it can't fit in a bag, it's may have a blanket thrown over it.
My grandparents they used newspaper, like the funny paper, mm-hmm. funny section, mm-hmm. funny comic, whatever it's called. Yep. I don't know.
I swear, my grandparents every year is the toughest tape. Like you can't even rip it open; it's so tough.
Did they tape the boxes too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I remember my grandma and grandpa Van, my mom's parents, they would always give like things that were useful that I'd get like a box of honeycombs mm-hmm. cereal. And as a child, I was like, this sucks, right? I don't want cereal, a jar of pickles. I don't want pickles as a Christmas. I want like some cool toys or matchbox cars or something. But now, the age I am, you give me a bottle of ranch dressing. And wrap it up, or some toothpaste, or some deodorant, or something I actually need. I don't have to buy from the grocery store or Amazon or wherever I town market. I don't know wherever I get my stuff from. That's so cool. Like pickles. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's why things that I naturally need, you know? I don't need a bunch of stuff on ice, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. I know one of my favorite Christmas memories growing up, years ago, my parents would give Sarah and I guess since we turned 16 years old, they would used to give us like cash and would give us like five $100 bills or $500 in cash and say, you know, give this to somebody that you want to for Christmas. And Sarah would find a family from church or somebody that needed the money. And I always went to Walmart every year and I saw it on my dad's Facebook. Y'all may have seen it. I don't know. You see a lot of stuff on my dad's Facebook. Anyway, but he shared this memory I posted a couple of years ago today or yesterday one. But we'd go to Walmart and walk around the 22nd, 23rd, 24th of December. Folks were last-minute Christmas shopping, go through the toys section and find folks that were buying. You could tell they were trying to figure out what to buy for their kids, and we'd give them. Used to it was cash, and now I've kind of kept that going, and I started doing Walmart gift cards instead of cash because they may take cash and go down to downtown Selma.
The corner store.
So now I do Walmart gift cards, but I'll go to Walmart and buy five $100 Walmart gift cards and kind of walk through and find somebody that you can tell they need or appreciate that.
Right.
And it's been pretty cool. Did that growing up, and I've done it the last couple of years too, several years. And I encourage everybody, I know it's Christmas now, and you may have missed a boat for this year, but instead of wasting money on gifts that somebody's not going to use, mm-hmm. that was really cool. I mean, people were crying and hugging last year even. I think it was it was during COVID last year. You know, you had to stay away. You couldn't touch people and get close. And we gave these $100 gift cards, said, look, just Merry Christmas. Use this for your kids or your grandkids. And people started crying and hugged you. It was just the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. And that meant more to me, you know, than getting the gift to be able to do that for somebody. So Dunkin' Donuts, going to Dunkin' Donuts. And I bought a $100 gift card at Dunkin' Donuts and say the next, you know, use it till it's over. All the next 10 cars or whatever it may be, use this for their coffee. And little things like that always I try to do when I can. Yeah. We're all very blessed. And a lot of folks aren't as blessed as we are.
That's
so true.
That's what Christmas is really about.
Yeah, yeah. Do the church thing, Christmas Eve service. We got had a couple of Christmas Eve services this week at the farm at 42 and got one at my church. Or had one on today's Christmas, I'm sorry. Had one last night at my church. But growing up, going to Christmas Eve service and spending time with the family, and that's what it's all about. For the outdoorsman or a woman, shooting skeet. People shoot skeet on Christmas afternoon. That's going to be a part of my agenda for this weekend, I hope. I'll shoot some skeet, hang out, and enjoy some family time. So what else with Christmas? What did I miss with favorite Christmas traditions or anything to add on Christmas?
I think one of the things that always comes to mind is Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
How long
do you leave Christmas decorations up after Christmas?
New Year's max.
Really?
Yeah.
We usually take them down like the next day, 2 days, max.
My crowd really doesn't have a schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are like November 1st, lights go up. The day after Thanksgiving, lights go up. Mine's always all over the place. And then as far as decorating the outside of the house, I think we're on like a every 5 year. Dad's, we're like, yeah, let's decorate the house. And Dad's like, okay. And then he does it and he's like, no, never again. Because he's the one up there doing it.
Right.
But
I got an email today. So I have a company out of Raleigh come put lights on the outside of the house, on the gutters and stuff, you know. And I got an email actually today from them saying that they're going to come sometime in January to take them down. But if I want them to stay up later than that, they let them know they'd leave them up till February or March or whatever. So,
wow.
Oh,
dang. I had to argue. My tree at the house, a big tree. I think if you invest a lot of money in a tree and decorations, me personally, I don't mind looking at it till February.
I mean, yours is like a small forest tree.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Somebody, I agree with that.
I mean, you could put a deer stand in it.
For
so.
Real? Oh, my God.
That one Mr. Don had.
Somebody last night at the house said, did Rockefeller Center know you stay up the Christmas tree? But no, you have a nice Christmas tree. You want to stay up longer than New Year's Day.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
I swear
true.
Every year people started decorating earlier and earlier every year. Though. Used to, it was Thanksgiving. I know my grandparents and my grandma Lassiter, my dad's mom, she'd decorate the weekend of Thanksgiving and the day after Christmas coming down. Hmm. Tree down, decorations down, Christmas is over. Starting over again. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my mom used to do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom, I mean, she would leave her tree up forever. February, March, April. A long time. They actually had a tree the last few years that she was here. She had a tree in the dining room that she left up all year. And she would, and I know people still do this, but they take the decorations, like they take Christmas ornaments off and put Valentine's, or like she had a snowman tree. The snowman would stay on it through the end of winter. And then she would do hearts for Valentine's Day and do summertime stuff for summertime and lift it up out here.
Wow. Okay.
So if you don't want to take your tree down, I wouldn't recommend that with a real tree. Oh, while we're on that debate, real tree or fake tree?
Real.
Now fake, had been real.
I don't know. I've only ever had a real one when I was really young. We've always had fake after.
I've had a real one to the last couple years. I got Goose, and I was like, oh, my God, he's going to little puppy. Mm-hmm. He's going to pee on my tree. Mm-hmm. So
Our
I got
cat.
A fake one.
He's going to pee on your tree.
I mean, he was a puppy. I didn't know. I didn't.
Pee on a Christmas tree.
A dog?
My dog runs around my tree because it's by the window, and she has to look out. So I'm almost scared she'd knock it over and spill all the water. And my mom doesn't want to water the tree.
So y'all do fake.
Yeah.
And you do fake now.
Right now, fake is up, yep.
And you still have real.
Fake right now, but real's going back up.
Y'all have fake trees.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I'm losing this
I'm not
battle.
Happy
shouldn't
about
have started
it.
This battle.
I'm not happy about it.
I'm outnumbered.
Your tree is so big, I thought it was fake. Like, I was like, is this real or fake?
No. I grew up having
say,
a real
always
tree.
Always had a real tree.
Grew up having a real tree. In the latter years, Mom, I forgot what year, we had this family debate every year. And I was like, look, real tree, no fake tree. Gotta be real. And I always said, fake tree, fake Christmas. You know, you worship a fake Jesus. No, it's real, you know. Real tree, real Jesus. We had some pretty heated discussions. Yeah. Mom loved that comment. Anyway, so I
said, that's funny.
I said, real tree, real Jesus, you know, whatever. So anyway, mom and dad in the latter years, they were like, we're going to get a fake tree. And I was like, I'm not coming. They're like, okay. I was like, I can wait. You know, I'll come anyway. So they got a fake tree, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years ago. Beautiful tree. It's fake. I still go over there for Christmas, though. But, yeah, I'm a big, big proponent of a real tree. Mm-hmm. The smell, and it's a pain, I know, especially like the tree, my bigger one. There's two at the house. The bigger one, as it starts getting a little bit dried out, all the needles fall, and right. It's kind of a pain to water and keep up. But I'm a big proponent of real Christmas trees.
Sorry.
Y'all let me down. Thought y'all might be on my side, but obviously not. All right, what else for Christmas? Anything else? Good?
Yeah.
What'd you ask for
Christmas? What are you getting for Christmas?
I know I'm getting a cow print purse that I wanted.
A cow print purse?
Yeah.
Somebody had one of those at breakfast earlier today. You?
No.
You said to my right.
Oh, I had a wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? To your right?
What's it? Yeah, she was. It was you. To the right of.
It was Bill.
It was Bill. I was like, wait, what?
Bill had a cow print. No, to the right of Bill. You were sitting to the right of Bill.
Yeah.
And you had a cow print. I saw it on the table this morning.
Yeah, it was a wallet.
So you're getting a purse to match the wallet?
Yeah.
Hmm. Cow print's coming back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's all you're asking for?
Yep. No, I have a long list. But I already pretty much know what I'm getting because my grandparents gave me the money this year.
To buy your own Christmas gifts?
Yeah, they were like, buy it and then wrap it.
You wrap your own Christmas gifts?
This year I did. Because they had to see what I bought myself. But I don't know like what my other grandparents and uncle and parents are getting me.
Interesting.
Or my brother. And I'm sure he doesn't know what he got me either. So.
Huh.
My dad hates giving money, gift cards.
So what's he give?
He will tear you to pieces until you tell him something.
So what are you getting for Christmas?
Well, I was like, Dad, like, I just need money. And that wasn't good enough. And I was like, okay, I need rotors for my truck. Can you get my rotors?
Merry Christmas. Here's a fresh set of rotors.
So he did fix that for me.
This is for the truck you have now or the red truck that you drove when you were a kid?
That's funny. So I did get that, but I mean, I don't know. I didn't really want anything this year. There wasn't like something I was dying to have. Like,
well, I'm glad I got them fixed. Or you'd be driving behind me on the way home. You just be like, bam, where's Tucker and Ashley? They got in a wreck together.
No, I leave Tucker in the dust.
Wow.
Yeah, she whips that thing.
How about you, Terrence? What do you get for Christmas?
Honestly, I don't ask for anything for Christmas anymore. Gotten older. Yeah. And, I mean, I look at it as most of the time during the year, we're all at a point where we can pretty much get what we want. Yeah. So I think I find it more, you know, appealing to me to try to give to a cause or people or leave stuff on people's porch or something like that.
Yeah. I'm bad for.
I like giving gifts.
I love giving gifts,
especially if it's something they need. Mm-hmm. I love giving it to them.
Well, if you love giving them so much,
what you want?
Where's mine?
What do you want?
What'd you leave in his?
I haven't heard anything that you needed.
Miss Ashley got me a gift.
What'd you get?
No. Yeah, no. I didn't tell her what I wanted. She got me a gift.
Okay, so. I'll get you one.
I can give you some hints.
We're open tomorrow.
See, I'm bad throughout the year. I just go downstairs and buy something for myself if I want
it. Real.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really bad for that.
Well,
yeah, because you get all your frequent flyer flyer miles.
Frequent
every time
flyer, frequent fryer.
Every time.
Frequent
you
fryer.
Yeah.
I get those miles. Yeah. I just buy it myself.
Those are sky miles. What else? Are we done with Christmas? Anything else you want to add about Christmas?
I think we covered all the bases.
It's Christmas, and it's going to be a good – today's Saturday. Christmas being on a Saturday, everybody has Saturday, and then they have Sunday off, too. A nice long holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happy birthday, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have a hard time remembering that, but it's what it's all about. So, besides Christmas, hunting season's here, and this is a hunting store. We've been talking about Christmas. It's a special Christmas edition of Taking It Outside. But we also are in the middle of hunting season and have a store full. We have a store 75% of the way full. We got kind of picked through this week with Christmas shoppers. But everything you need for hunting season is in the store. Not these limited edition camo Yeti cups that Miss Ashley and myself and the giveaway cup. Ooh. Who won that? What's his name? You remember his name?
What was his name? He was from.
It's not up. You don't have to look it up. It's okay. We gave one away. One away this past week. And anybody who placed an order, which was several of you fine folks, placed an order on springhilloutfitters.com.
It was Connor from Winterville.
Thank you. Congratulations for your limited edition camo Yeti cup. They're very sought after. You're very lucky. Congratulations for that. But come by everything you need for hunt season. We have. The new springhilloutfitters.com. We've had lots of promotions and specials leading up to Christmas and still adding new stuff, lots of new stuff coming in. January, this podcast actually is winding down. So the last episode of this season, I think it's today's episode 26, which is crazy. We've done this 26 episodes. But this season is winding down the last week in January, but lots of new stuff will be coming in. And so if you haven't checked out springhilloutfitters.com, which I know all of you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have.
Miss Ashley checks it out every day. Check out springhilloutfitters.com. And today's Christmas Day, so we're closed. Christmas Day, we're closed Sunday. We'll reopen on Monday. And then for New Year's, we're going to close New Year's Eve, 10 to 4, close New Year's Day. And open back up on January the 2nd, 3rd, whatever that Monday is. So some special holiday hours, springhilloutfitters.com. Make sure you check it out. New Year's Eve at the farm if you don't have plans. We have I know Mr. Terrence and myself. Ms. Tucker, do you have plans for New Year's Eve? You're 21 now.
I know. No, I don't.
You should come.
Will you be attending?
Sure. I'll be there.
How about you, Miss Ashley?
I don't have any plans yet.
Can you stay up till midnight?
Maybe.
So she'll be there, no, too. So you can see the whole crew.
She will be in attendance.
See the whole crew here. We'll be doing autographs in the lobby during intermission. The podcast crew will be doing autographs, taking pictures, signing headshots. New Year's Eve at the farm, thefarmnc.com. You can check out tickets. Tables are sold out. Then we released a few more tables just to be sold earlier. They may already, by this time, be sold out again. But tickets are on sale. It's always a good time. Jim Quick is he's the man. He brings a party. New Year's Eve's a good time. Lots of a few surprises in store for that night.
Always.
Yeah. Always surprises at the farm.
Yes. Especially bartending up there. You see always. A lot of surprises.
Yeah. It's always the evolution of people who consume alcohol is always fun to watch. New Year's Eve is one of those times. We encourage everybody to come and have a good time, but also have a safe way to get home because I know several Highway Patrol people.
I got troopers. A safe way. She gave me an Uber gift card.
For the party animal.
Wow. That's not me.
That's a great gift card, actually. I've never thought of that.
Yep. So Uber, they're in town. So if you come New Year's Eve, you can Uber home. Have a safe ride home. Don't drink and drive. Keep the Lord in mind. Give the bartender your last dime.
Yes.
What else does he say? From the coastline of the graveyard at Atlantic. Gosh. Coastline time. He said something else in between. I tried to get Jim Quick to come on this episode. Actually, Jim's in town tonight. He called me earlier. Quick shout out for Jim Quick.
That would have been funny.
I said, he called me. He said, what are you doing? I said, man, I'm about to start recording the podcast at 6 o'clock at the store. Can you come? He said, no. No. I said, well, we can promote the show. It'd be great. He said, no. Jim has his own podcast as well and does that every week. Check it out. what's it called? Down South. I don't know what it's called, actually. Anyway, Jim Quick and Coastline Farm New Year's Eve. It's going to be a great time. Always is. This podcast is running on 40 minutes, so we're going to stop talking here in just a second, I promise. But we're excited. It's Christmas next year. Next year. Next week will be the last one for this year. And that'll be a special New Year's edition podcast. And we're going to have a few more special guests coming in between now and the end of this season. And we'll have an end of winter sale probably towards the end of January on the website, springhilloutfitters.com, and in the store. So, yeah. What else? Everybody good? Mm-hmm. Ms. Tucker?
I'm good.
When do you lose that hair feather? Is that for good, or are you going to lose it soon, or through Christmas, or what's the plan with that?
I don't know. I can take it out whenever.
Nah, it's cool. As long as you're happy. All right, y'all good?
I'm good.
Miss Ashley?
I'm good. Merry Christmas.
Mr. Terrence?
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Yeah. See you at the farm.
Miss Tucker?
Merry Christmas.
You just copied what they said.
I don't know. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
Liberal.
Yeah. There you go.
No. Heck no.
No, check us out, Spring Hill Outfitters. We are very excited. Merry Christmas. Thank you for everything. It's been a great year at the store, and we'll talk more about a year-end kind of wrap-up next week. So I won't get too much into that, but it is Christmas, and we wish y'all a very Merry Christmas from our Spring Hill family to yours. Come by and check us out, Spring Hill Outfitters, right on Interstate 95, exit 101, halfway between Smithfield and Wilson, halfway between Miami and Maine, springhilloutfitters.com. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, Google, I said Facebook already. Twitter, we don't ever tweet.
What about TikTok?
Well, we won't talk about TikTok right now. Somebody makes TikToks at work for her own personal account, but doesn't put them on the store account. Oh. She got TikTok famous. If you haven't seen, she's right behind Kim Kardashian on TikTok over here.
You want to plug yourself now?
Yeah, you want to throw your TikTok handle out, or you want to play? You want to do anything? No. Promotes, you did a TikTok at the store of Extra Tough Boots on her personal account. Didn't it mention Spring Hill Outfitters, a place she was working at? Or no, you did not.
Yeah. Oh, next. People asked me to get them. I said, Spring Hill Outfitters.
They had to ask. There's a proof my point, right? They had to ask. They didn't see on the TikTok. She made a TikTok on her personal account while she was getting paid by Spring Hill Outfitters. Didn't mention Spring Hill Outfitters. Made it TikTok famous and never once mentioned Spring Hill Outfitters. But we paid for her to make that TikTok. Anyway, I'm done. All right. No hard feelings. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for being here.
Absolutely.
As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Check us out, all major podcast platforms. Have a great Christmas. And we'll be back again, hopefully, next week to wrap up 2021. And take it outside one more time. Thank y'all.